This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about some of the healing metaphors that I've run across, how nature's lessons illuminate mental health. And I have heard in the email of others sharing their metaphors. And last year, I know around this time of year, I shared the one about the haunted house, being that we are getting close to Halloween time here. But I wanted to share some of the more natural settings of metaphors that I think about and some of the email that has come in recently. I love hearing from you all. And just like I say in our group, you all are so full of wisdom. And when you share your words with me and give me permission to share them on the show, I get a chance to bring forth your voice, your wisdom. And I love being able to do that. So if you have something you'd like to share, you know you can send it in. I would love to read your email. And perhaps if you would like me to read it on the show, you can give me permission in the email to share it. I always just share a letter of the first name or perhaps just call you a listener because I'd like everybody to feel comfortable and safe in being able to share. So let's look at this first email from M, and she said, I just had to thank you for the recent episode you did on the use of metaphors to explain anxiety. It was super helpful to me, as well as validating. A couple of years ago, I had a psychiatrist basically mock me when I was using metaphors to try to explain what was going on with me. He responded to me in a sing-song voice using his own descriptions that had no bearing on what I was attempting to express. I didn't realize how much that hurt me until I started hearing others trying to express themselves similarly. Your podcast helped me feel even more heard, even if you haven't talked to me in person. And that's from M. Thank you so much for sending that in. That actually has a lot in it. I will do another episode in the future about going to a healing, helping health professional and not being heard, or maybe, as you have said here, basically being mocked. This happens. You're not alone. I get a lot of clients talking to me about their situations. So I will do something in the future on that in particular. But I want to say, I love that you had already been thinking about describing what you were feeling in a metaphor. And I will tell you, I didn't come to understand metaphors organically or naturally. I learned a lot about healing with metaphors when I was working with the Eating Disorder Center here on Maui. And Dr. Anita Johnston is the queen of metaphor and healing. And any of you who are out there struggling with eating disorders, you would do well to read her book, Eating in the Light of the Moon. And There are many metaphors in there. So I learned a lot by being immersed in that work at that center. It didn't come naturally to me, which is a reason why I wanted to come to you all and share the idea of using metaphors as a way of healing. The psyche is so interesting. We can't always come at it, you know, straight on. Sometimes we have to massage it a little bit and give it a creative outlet and maybe come in the back door with an idea. And so I believe that metaphor can help us to do that. So let me now go to the second email that I wanted to share, and this is from N. And she said, "Hi, Gina. I listened to a podcast today and loved it. I wanted to share with you my metaphor, and yes, you can share it with your audience. For me, anxiety is like a hurricane. You can feel it and see it coming. You have learned and prepared yourself for it. They sometimes come and others don't. But when they come, it hits hard. You put all your plan in place, meditation, breathing exercises, calming music, change the scenery, etc. You go through it, and then slowly but surely, it slows down and goes away. Thank you so much for being there for me when I needed it the most. You were a key part of my successful treatment. Forever grateful, N." And let me say, that email actually came from a previous podcast that I did talking about metaphors. So I guess I have been sharing this with you right along here. But it's so powerful that I am glad that you are listening again about metaphors, because it can, like I said, give you a different way of getting into your psyche to let yourself think about an issue or problem or hear your anxiety, your stress levels in a different manner and seeing them in a way that can make you have more confidence in being able to handle what's happening and finding a different and new way out. For me, sunshine after the rain is a beautiful metaphor, because what happens when we have sunshine after the rain, or when you are in a different area than where the rain is happening and the sun is out, it reminds me that there is hope. It is the rainbow. And rainbows are traditionally viewed as a sign of hope and of renewal. And rainbows are plentiful here. Visitors who come to Maui in particular marvel at how many they can see while they're here on their vacation. Now, Maui's a home to desert, rainforests, and mountains. The islands have so many different climates available to us, but those are very large here, the desert, the rainforest, and the mountains. And so there are usually rainbows easily found here with that rainforest element. And many a t-shirt in the shops will say, "No rain, no rainbows." And that is so absolutely true. And it is true in our lives. So I like to observe nature in my quiet moments as it courses through its life cycles. Nature moves at nature's pace, but it is always changing. It's reminiscent of our human existence. There are lessons in nature worth my attention, and when I can pay attention to those, I can begin to relate that my life is not separate from nature, and I too am in a life cycle. When the sun shines after a thunderstorm, and you know, here on Maui, that would really be just mostly rain, a rainstorm, because we don't get a lot of thunder and lightning here. It's actually quite unique and exciting when it does happen. But when we get the rain and then the sun coming out, it brings a sense of renewal, a sense of healing. As it breaks in the beautiful rays, we can begin then to see there's both light and dark, and consider that the darkness in our lives too sometimes precedes these beautiful rainbows that we experience in our lives, the joy and the wonder in life. This consciousness reminds me that each challenge in my life is only for a time, and sometimes that feels like it won't ever change. It feels like it's too big to ever move, but it always does. So a good place for us to remember, this too shall pass. You can remember that with a big, cloudy, stormy sky. This too shall pass. And remember the sunlight and the rainbows that come out afterwards. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. So in the midst of a difficult time, I encourage myself to think of beautiful, calmer, and more peaceful days ahead. Now, I can also remember the ones that I've had in the past, but it's a good training to think of them coming again in the future, because our anxious mind and our overly sensitive amygdala are so easy to jump to the future and only negative possibilities. But this is life that we do not control. And just because we are easy to go to the negative thought doesn't mean that that is all that's possible. We can also use our willpower and our full-on frontal cortex and pull up beautiful, calmer, more peaceful ideas and days that could come ahead. It is the natural progression of life. And that's the way I see it all around me, in nature and in my thoughts. So instead of allowing the darkness to bring me down, I mean, and it can, because sometimes our challenges or our dark period seems immovable. We're going to be stuck here forever. And actually, that's part of the amygdala's job, to make you think this is horrible, this is the worst, and you must do something now to change it, because that's its job, is to get you to safety. So we don't want to wallow in the darkness. And instead of allowing ourselves to do that, I try to focus on moving through it one foot in front of the other. If I can't make great leaps and bounds, I can at least put one foot in front of the other. And sometimes that's all we need. We don't need big, huge moves. Although it sometimes feels almost endless and like I'm going to be needing to put one foot in front of the other, you know, with all this effort forever, things always change. And I know with certainty that it is not true that this is endless. I will see change eventually. And I want you too to remember the times that you felt were really difficult, maybe really dark, and that they felt like it was endless. But in the end, they were not. So let's rely on our knowledge instead of our fearful survival mechanism triggered emotions to take us from the darkness into the light. Nature teaches us that everything has its time and its place, and we can rely on that. So use this knowledge to take you through your challenging days. Maybe you're in them right now. Maybe you can remember one in the recent past. Whenever you feel knocked down, and I bet you will again, recite positive words. Use your prayers that have given you calm and safety in the past. And try affirmations to yourself. Say them. Recite them to yourself, affirming that you will have what it takes. I love thinking about that you will have what it takes. You may not have it right now, but when difficulty comes, you will have what it takes to get through it, because you don't have to get through it from A to Z. You only have to go from step A to step B to step C. But see, our anxious mind goes A to Z. And of course we can't do that. We don't even know what's going to be required. So affirm to yourself that you have what it takes to go from A to B, one step at a time. And this thought even will give you the strength to get back up and keep moving. Affirmations are like rays of sunshine, if you want to look at it that way. When the darkness feels endless, the affirmations can be those little raindrops that sparkle and reflect that rainbow. They provide a boost that uplifts our spirit and renews our willpower. We do need some willpower to get through these dark days that we have, to get through this chronic stress or anxiety that we are experiencing. It does take strength and willpower. So today, hope surrounds us all. It's what keeps our minds positive and our spirits anticipating that great things are on the way, not just difficulty, not just challenges or negative things happening in the world, bad weather always moves to the side and the sun comes out again. Night is followed by day every day. And we are part of that nature. The triggered lizard brain will try to keep you running for safety and only thinking negative. But by using your reasoning and acknowledging that many things are possible, not just the negative problems, you can remain on keel and take one more step forward. You can go from B to C. So I have a few questions I'd like you to think about. These would be wonderful to journal about if you wanted to take some time to put pen to paper. The first one is, what other natural metaphors do you rely on to remain positive, or what ones can you come up with? The second one is, what are your main sources of encouragement when you're feeling doubtful? These would be good to remind yourself of, or even to come up with them for the first time. And finally, what are you hopeful for today? I hope this show has been helpful for you, and I hope you'll take a minute to put your fingers on the keyboard and send me an email. I always love hearing from you. anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. And now for today's quote. There comes a point in your life when you realize your hardest times are your best times too. You will see the rainbow of your life. And that's from Roy Bennett. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.